There's a Torah, Perek Tes, Beis Vav, page Nun. Page Nun. This is one of the best known Torahs here in the Eretz Torah. I've referred to it a number of times over the years. On this alone, we could spend the rest of the year just Eis Vav, and to fully appreciate, to fully understand it in the context of Rav Kook's writings, and to go back to Chazal and the Rishonim, is something we don't have really time. No, there's no deadline, but I want to learn Arya Satari, the whole Saifa, Mitzvah Hashem. This is the piece from Arya Satari that needs to be sent to every single yeshiva, to every single, I mean, a lot like that, but this is the one, to every yeshiva, to every Beis Yaakov, to every parent. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. There'll be advertisements for new Pesach deals that'll be sent around instead. But if the world was the way it was supposed to be, so this would be sent around. Yeshnam sheyotzu l'tarbus ra. There are some who have gone off the derech. Yotzu l'tarbus ra is the way the Chazal described the person who left the path of Yiddishkeit. Yeshnam sheyotzu l'tarbus ra. There are those who have left the path of Yiddishkeit because in the derech of their learning Torah and in their effort to be mashlim themselves, to perfect themselves spiritually, to enrich and perfect themselves spiritually, bogdu b'tchunosam ha'ishis amyuchedes. They betrayed their own unique personal derech of life and personality. That the way of learning and the way that they were seeking to be mashlim themselves in ruchnius were completely against bogdu b'tchunosam ha'ishis, with the personal character, with their own personalities of who they are. B'tchunosam ha'ishis amyuchadis. This will sound familiar to many of you, that we've learned this over the years in different times. You have a person whose heart and whose mind and soul, everything is drawn to Divi Agada, to learning Agada. That's what he feels connected to. And in that area of learning, he finds that he's able to breathe and to think and to be creative and to ask and to understand and to analyze and to discuss. Vinyoni ha-halocha enim lefit chunosai bliyais osuk behem bekviyas. And for this person sometimes, inyonim of halocha is not according to his tchuna, his personality. It's not according to who he is. There's osuk behem bekviyas. Of course, everybody has to learn halacha. Everybody has to know what to do. But also, we'll see other pieces where Rav Kook is not suggesting that this piece here be discussed with children in sixth grade. You understand? We have to raise them with a certain mahalach, with a certain curriculum. But as one matures and has more of a sense of who he is and who she is, the tchunas hanefesh of what is my chelik in Torah, what's my chelik in Avodas Hashem, what is the Baruch Shalom, what does he have befrat with me as a person with his Torah? So there are some for whom halacha, it's not lefi le'tchun elias, also b'ham b'kviyas. It's not their inyan to be learning the halacha part, meaning the Gemara and the halacha. It's not lefi le'tchun es ha'nefesh. Yes, also b'ham b'kviyas. The Isaac to be Isaac in the area of halacha, of gemara, and so on, the kviyas. on a regular basis for that to be the main subject of their learning. But this person who has tremendous kaiches in the non-halacha parts of Torah, in Tanakh or in Agadah, whatever it is, or in Musar and Hasidus and Machshava, whatever, this person who has tremendous kishrinus, has tremendous talents, and is extremely creative when it comes to Agadah, other areas of Torah. But he doesn't know to properly appreciate his kishrin, especially if that's not what's going to earn him a respectable place in the eyes of the teachers, in the eyes of his rebbeim, in the eyes of the yeshiva. So in a makil harachis kishrinah. He doesn't know to be marach his kishrin to properly appreciate this kishrin that he has, this great talent that he has, when it comes to Agadah or to Tanakh or whatever else it might be. So what does he do? He does what everybody else in yeshiva is told to do, and what every single shmuz is about, and every single talk, every single sikha, every single explanation of why someone's not going to end up to be a gadol and why someone's not going to end up going to Gan Eden. Is because you're not learning what the Rebbe's teaching. Meaning that you're not learning the Gemara, you're not learning even halacha. It's not halacha. Mostly you're not learning the Nigla, the Gemara. So because of that, what happens to this person is that he's mishtakeh ben yani halacha. He invests himself completely in yani halacha. He pours himself into trying to be successful in that which is not lefi the tchunis nefesh of this individual. Not to say that he can't be a perfectly observant Jew and that he can't go through Shulchan Aruch with Mishnah Berurah, he could do that. But to be a Gadol B'Yisrael in that respect, it's not lefi his tchunis nefesh. And it's not true what they told us that every single one could be a Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's baloney. That's not true. So he doesn't have a choice. So he's mashki himself bin yoni halacha. He pours himself, his kaiches into yoni halacha. Kefi ha-minag ha-murgal. Rav Kook says according to the accepted custom. That's what everybody's expected to do. If you want to be a talmid chacham, if you want to be taken seriously, especially now if you want to get the pretty girl who has some money, so then that's the minhag ha-murgal, to just try to go along with that. So he puts himself, he pours his kaiches into that. For who margish benavshay nigud la'ila enyanim shu isik b'hem. But deep inside of him, he feels a nigud. He feels that it doesn't stim with who he is. He's not getting it. It simply does not resonate with his soul. He pushes himself. He pushes. He's trying. I'm talking about a good guy. Not a lazy person. He's trying to follow the program. And he's pushing himself. And he feels within himself a nigud la'ilah hinyonim shu isik behem. He feels instinctively disconnected from that very same material that he's being told is everything that you need to be a Jew. Over and over a thousand times. This is what it means to be a Jew. Over and over. He is sincere, he's impressionable, he's a hard-working boy. And over and over and over. But he feels in his soul, Nigud la'ilah enyanim shu isik behem. I can't tell you, I think that you know people like this, you could be like that yourself. How many I've met over the years that have said, I don't stop that. I'm sitting a whole week trying to understand the Rosh Hashiva Shia. Other things he picks up quickly. This is hard for him, and even when he does understand it, he doesn't know why he's spending 30 hours a week to figure out this shiur. He doesn't understand. He doesn't feel that it brings him any closer to the Rabbi Shalom. He doesn't feel that it's something which is touching any part inside of him that's real or that's deep. And it's just a matter of somehow pleasing the system by being able to say over the shiur, which he knows, and everybody knows, he's not going to remember in a week. It'll be completely lost. And he spent 30 hours working on the shiur. It's going to be completely lost. He doesn't feel inside of him a connection. The reason for that is very simple. And there's such resistance to accepting this. There's such tremendous resistance. This, what we're reading now, would you understand, not only can we not send it to the yeshivas, it would be banned from every yeshiva. Banned from every yeshiva. But a person who is moidal ha'emes, I'm not saying at what age and how and with whom to apply, whoever's moidal ha'emes knows that this is true. That the reason is that mitarcha shehishtakus b'hem en lefi teva kishron ha'atzmi. That his hishtakus, his investment, he's investing into something which is not the teva of his own personal skills and talents. It's just not. And it doesn't make a difference that he's heard 10,000 shmuzn about ki heim chayin v'arach yameinu. It's not that he doesn't love Torah. A different chelik of Torah. But not, Rabbi, I'm sorry to say, not your shiur. Not your Torah. It's just, I don't feel that. And it's not that he's not trying. He's trying. He's trying to be mevara, this inyan of who he is. And it's en lefi teva kishron ha'atzmi. What if my parents would have wanted me to go to the Juilliard School of Music? And my father would have put a violin in my hand or something and said, I want you to be a violinist. I'll tell you what would have happened. Maybe not in this particular case, because they would have thrown me out after 10 minutes. But when I was in college, and I mentioned this in the past, there was a wonderful bocher, who was Shomer Mitzvahs. His parents are both, to my knowledge, they're still alive, thank God. They're both prominent doctors in Manhattan, very prominent doctors, physicians in Manhattan. And they had one son, and he was going to be a doctor. He was going to be a doctor, this boy, who we knew in yeshiva. Of course, no one says the truth of what happened, but the truth of what happened is that he hanged himself. He killed himself. He partially killed himself. He liked computers. He liked learning. He was very handy with cars and different things. And he wanted to... And he was crushed so badly by his parents. And he was such a delicate person. He killed himself. Of course, that's not what they said. They said it was a sickness. But that's what happened. The friends knew about it. One of the guys found him in the dormitory. He killed himself. Poshet. It's a very extreme and tragic situation. How many wish they could hang themselves, but they heard in the yeshiva they're not allowed to? How many wish they could? How many are strangling themselves in other ways, while being alive? Cutting themselves off from their families, cutting themselves off from yeshiva, cutting themselves off from Yiddishkeit, from their rebellion, having to act out and dress a certain way and talk a certain way, to do everything that they can against the establishment they were raised in, which anybody that sees this, look with the eyes, see this is not a normal thing. It's not normal. But if a person feels trapped, you become desperate. If you feel that you're trapped, you feel that you're forced into something that's so far removed from you that you have no shaychus to. And not only that, but you are told that your very existence is defined by that which you're not matzliach in. by that which does not resonate in your heart, by that which you don't care for. You don't have that anywhere else in the world. If a person doesn't want to major in music, so he doesn't major in music. He majors in something else. It's not like you come to yeshiva and they offer you a list of different things you can major in. You understand? We're majoring in Bava Kama. That's it. So, what's he going to do? He tries. For those who are successful, there's Hashem, and that reaches the shirish, or they're motivated enough by ulterior motives to get the prize, to be able to be a certain way and to act a certain way and to get a certain shidduch and so on and so forth, or to force themselves because they want to please their parents or the rebbeim, or they believe that this is the only thing that gives Hashem nachas, so they can come out with some measure of success. But there's a silent, I don't know if it's a majority or minority, it's not for me to make up statistics, but there's certainly a large silent chevra that are living lives of quiet desperation, not knowing what am I doing sitting listening to this shiur. I can't believe I'm listening to this thing. I don't know what he's talking about. And I have no problems with the Rambam and the Raavad. They're both tzaddikim. They should be happy and well. I don't know what he's talking about. For the last 2 weeks on this Raavad and the Rambam, it doesn't bother me. He says like this, he says like that. It's okay. Listen, he doesn't know why we have to have a whole problem over this. Aval im haya maitzis tafkido umemaloi. But if this person would find his tafkid in life, I mean, within Yiddishkeit, if he would find his tafkid, of course we'll talk about him secular things also. But im haya maitzis tafkido umemaloi, he would find his tafkid, his chelik in Torah. Again, of course, always to learn halacha, and you know what? To learn daf yomi also. To have a seder in Gemara. Rav Kook's not suggesting to have nothing to do, God forbid, with that. Just like he wouldn't suggest that the person who's into the Gemara, that he should never look into Musa or to another sefer. But the kviyas should be in who you are. That's the kviyas. Halim hayim maitzis tafkidim malai. So now we think this person is a lo yitzlach, he's no good, he's rebelling, he's angry, he's not matzliach. But if this person would find his tafkid in Yiddishkeit, in Torah, la'asek b'kviyas, and he'd be'asek b'kviyas, ba'asek ha'mektsayah shebetorah, in that subject of Torah, ha'mat'im l'tchunas nafshai, that is mat'im, that corresponds to the tchunas ha-nefesh, to the essence, to the personality and the character of who he is. And there's Torah like that for every Jew. There's no such thing as a Jew who can't connect to Torah. Chas v'shalom. No such thing. If he could do that, then he would understand right away that all of that inner opposition that he felt to the learning of halacha and gemara that all the years that he felt, it's not, God forbid, coming from some chisaron in the gemara. Chas v'chalila, it's not coming from some chisaron in halacha. In these limudim hakadoshim, Gemara is holy, halach is holy. There's not anything wrong with that. But you have boys saying it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. They don't see the kedusha in the Gemara. They don't see the beauty in the Gemara. They would realize what Kook is saying, that if this person would find his place in Torah, and he would know right away, he would understand that this hargosha of nigud, it's not coming from some chisaron chas v'shalom in the learning, in the gemara, in the halacha, or in his Rebbe Shia. It's not a chisaron. The Shia is a beautiful Shia. And the gemara is beautiful. And the Shulchan Aruch is beautiful. the Rambam, the Ravid. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. So why is it that he has such a nigud? What is it that is inside of him that just can't stand it? That you have guys that went to yeshiva for 20, 30 years after they went to yeshiva, they can't hear the word Gemara. They don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. Just like you have girls after that for 20 years after they were in seminary, don't say the word sneeze to them. Don't say it. It's such a snug. What do you mean sneeze is a very great and holy thing? A black Gemara is a very great and holy thing. But this person would realize that the cause of him feeling this nigud pnimi, this nigud, was element nation nafshei mevakeshes miktzara acher, because his soul was longing for another subject in Torah, the kviyusa b'Torah. Again, not to utterly reject and ignore the Gemara the Halacha, but that his kviyus isn't something else. His kviyus isn't something else. And this fellow would remain faithful, in a very great way, in a very exalted way. He would remain faithful to the holiness of Torah and to Shemiras HaMitzvos. He would accomplish tremendous things, the Torah in Torah, b'miktzah ha'shayach lo, in his miktzah. When I was in yeshiva, after high school, when I was in Eretz on the yeshiva, there was a certain bacher over there that he was going through Tanakh. But not just stamp, fast. He was going through Tanakh, be'iyun, for hours and hours and hours a day. And it happens that in that particular place, the Rosh Hashiva there was an open type, and he gave him space to do that. You know, he wanted to show up on time for the Shia, and they said, but he gave him room. This person became a Veltz Mumche in Tanakh. If he would have been in a different place, and the Rosh Hashiva would have gone to the Tanakh and pushed it off the table, and said, you'll be an Am Haaretz like that, what's the matter with you, you're not going to be a Lamdan. It wouldn't have only taken him, it wouldn't have only deprived Klal Yisrael of a big person in Torah Hashem, but it would have deprived Klal Yisrael of a Jew who Shem Torah Mitzvahs, who has now children, and Eniklach for Shem Torah Mitzvahs. That's what would have happened. One of the local yeshivas, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, one of the fellows was learning the Bilhavi Mishkan Evne. It was between the storm. It wasn't during the Seder, Gemara Seder. He was learning Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, and one of the rebbeim saw it and closed it and said, "That's not our Messiah. This is not our Messiah." So you can take the boy and close him. And he was learning in the yeshiva. It wasn't that he wasn't attending the yeshiva. It wasn't that he wasn't part of the yeshiva. There are thousands and thousands of stories like this. So Rav Kook is saying that this person would understand that it's not because he's not a good Jew, it's not because he doesn't love Torah, it's not because those parts of Torah are not, all the parts of Torah, all of Torah is not holy and pure. It's b'nation avshem mevakesh, it's miktzah achel, the kivyus of Torah. His soul is the sherish of his soul is connected to a different part of Torah. This guy that I knew was the Tanakh, he was everything with Tanakh. The greatness of that Rosh Hashiva was that not only did he allow this fellow to be Isaac and Tanakh so much, but the Rosh Hashiva would ask him, tell me what you're doing and what you're thinking about and what safe you're learning, and he would ask the Bocha to be Mashpia to him. He was Machshev, the Bocha that was learning these things. He was Machshev. So he would be as a Yisraelim vayfen alak dushas atayra, vayzechal the Torah, and he would accomplish great things in Torah. Be miktzah shayechlo. So it's not the same miktzah of Torah that his Rebbe is shayechin. So it's not bava kama. It says someplace that that's called Torah Kulu Bavakama. Where does it say such a thing? So it wouldn't be in that. It wouldn't be in that. Not only that, but this person who excels in, let's say, in Agada or in Tanakh, who excels in that and has found his heart in that, will be able to help those Shiyadim Gavers Bahalocha who are geared towards Halocha. He'll be able to reach out to them. Lat imam minom ha'agada. And to sweeten the taste of these Jews with the pleasantness of Agada. He'll be able to soften that world and inspire those who find themselves in Halacha. Amnam kevin she'enam akir esibas hager shal sahanigudis belimud. Since he doesn't, the problem is that the boy doesn't understand what is it about Gemara. What is it that he so dislikes? What is it about it that he feels so disconnected from? Kevin shenamak yosibas hagishal sahanigudis belimud. He doesn't know why he has this thing against it. And he feels that it just doesn't work for him. He doesn't know why. V'hu mis gaber negativai. So he fights against his teva and he forces himself to learn. He forces himself to learn. You see, everybody who's been in yeshivas sees guys all over like that. And how they lose their simchas achayim. And how they don't have any chiyus, and their eyes have like a blank look in them, and they come to shiur always late, and they have this half the zman, they're sick, and there's always plates of food outside their door, and they're always, they don't want to be there. They don't want to do that. And I've said very often, you don't have any other place of learning where people are seem to be so listless and so. And have so many colds and problems, like you'll find in any yeshiva, that the guy's like sick half the time. This guy, I mean, the guys that are the basmidim, and then you have from the guys the other sick and not coming, and then look at the ben azman and what goes on, and how the ben azman has nothing to do with the zman, and how big the ben azman is getting, and what do these guys do when it is ben azman? Do they open up a gemara? Wouldn't touch a gemara ben azman. Doesn't want to see a Gemara. Doesn't want to be in the same continent as a Gemara. How could that be? And how are we not acknowledging this problem and accepting this as being a huge, huge, serious issue that is not found in the Goyisha world? If you don't like that, then don't do it. If it's not for you, then do something else. So what happens is, he tries, humas gaber negativa. He forces himself. He's going, because he heard the thousand shmuz. He's going to come to the shir. He's going to write over the shir. He's going to chazer over. He's going to do something. He forces himself to humas gaber negativa, to do a very dangerous thing, to go against his teva, against his very tchulis anefesh. What happens? So what happens to this guy? Tekef kshaneftachim lefanav, ezed rachim shal hefker, humas paritz v'nasa sayne v'ar l'tar v'amunah. The second, he's free. That's the Ben Hazmanim, or past Ben Hazmanim. Second, he's free. Kshenef tochim lefanav ezed rachim, and some paths, some alternative things open up, some options in life open up. Ezed drachim shal hefker. I have to explain what that means. Drachim shal hefker. Whom misparitz, he explodes. He breaks out. Misparitz. He breaks out. V'nasa, and he often becomes Sine va'ar, an ar means an adversary, an enemy. Sine, someone who hates, and it was an enemy, l'tar v'lamuna. The Torah and Temuna. V'ahil chimidachi eldachi. He goes from one place to a lower place to a lower place. The second that something, he has a choice. The second that he has a choice, that his parents aren't standing over him, that the Rebbe's not watching. It's just him and his computer. he doesn't have any connection to what he's doing in yeshiva. Take it, Krishna Niftach, and he gets some friend. That's why in the yeshivas, everybody's so afraid of anybody hearing about something else. What do I mean by that? I'll give an example. This happened recently, that there was an exceptional young woman, a teacher, that she had this idea to bring into the school. She teaches in a very firm place. And she had an idea to bring into the school a few balos tshuva to share with the girls their experience of overcoming the nesyonos of this world and how they became from. They're obviously not going to go into any details about the past, but how they saw the beauty of Yiddishkeit, and they chose Yiddishkeit over the world, over the outside world. That was her idea. Does that sound nice? Sounds great to me. I think it's the most inspiring thing the kids would ever hear in their lives growing up, that somebody actually wants to be firm. Not just that their parents told them, they actually want to be firm. Sounds nice, right? I can't describe to you the hisnagdus of the minahelis, of the headmistress of the school. She b'shumayfa did not want this to happen. Why? Because she's afraid that the girl, that these balas tshuva, might mention something about television, that they used to watch television, or that they used to go to shows, or somebody might say that they had a boyfriend or something like that. Somebody might mention it. Where do you have such insecure people in the world? In other words, is the Yiddishkeit that these girls are getting so shallow that if they hear that somebody once watched television when they weren't from, then now they're all going to say, television. Television. That's what we want. Instead of hearing what the girl is saying is that my life for the first time is meaningful because I'm from and I want to keep mitzvahs and I found such beauty in Yiddishkeit. So the teacher says, no, 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 no. The principal says, no. Can't do that. Because the girls might be attracted to the lifestyle that she was talking about before she became from. Ad kedekach. Ad kedekach. Are we afraid that our children have so little connection to who they are? That if they, God forbid, hear that there's such a thing as television, as if they don't know. That they hear the word television, it might take them off the derech. This is exactly what this woman was saying. Exactly, I'm not exaggerating. That they can go off the derech if they hear about these things. We don't need this. They're from the girls in school. What do they need to hear about these girls in Yonim? So the teacher said, that'll give them such inspiration. That they'll see that Yiddishkeit is beautiful and that it's not just because you're told to do it, because you want to do it. No. No. This could entice them and they'll go off. I don't know of any other culture in the world that is so perverted, that can have such a perverted way of looking at things. Is there any other culture in the world? Person sitting, a firm person, I say to Bitzal, baseball. baseball. So then Bitzal cuts off his pace, he cuts off his beard. Baseball. And now Bitzal's going to go back to the, and he's going to go back to the Yankees. Because we said baseball. He heard the word baseball. Only insecure, crazy people think like that. No, you're a Yid, you're Ben Torah, you're steigen avodas Hashem. Baseball? I can manage, I can hear about it and still be a Jew. It's not going to take me off the derech. Such an insecurity, such a fear. Why? Why be afraid? The reason that she's afraid is because she knows that kid has no shaychus to Yiddishkeit. Couldn't care less about being a Jew, doesn't want to be a Jew. And the only reason she's doing it is for the same reason the headmistress is doing it, is because she was told to do it. Period. Therefore, there's this fear that if she hears there's something out there in the world, as if the girls don't know, as if they're not going to find out. Which is the v'nahapichu of what the teacher's trying to accomplish by bringing in Balei Tshuva, who are the most inspiring people we have in Klal Yisrael, the Balei Tshuva. Who else is going to teach us? The most inspiring people that we have are the Balei Tshuva. Because the Balei Tshuva is saying, we chose Yiddishkeit, you understand? We could have done everything else. We chose Yiddishkeit. Is there anybody more inspiring than a Baal Bechira? No. We're all going to continue to make believe that everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. You look perfect, you dress perfect, you have a subscription to Yateid Ne'eman and Hamodiyah. Everything is perfect. We're just going to make believe. So Rav Kook says the second that it opens up, the second that it opens up, yeah, television, Broadway, the second that it opens up, Misparis breaks out of that which he associates with prison. Torah is not. Torah is the most beautiful thing in the world. Bava Kama is the most beautiful thing in the world. But it wasn't his inyan. So he's free. He's out of prison. So Rav Kook says, Takef, again, this sentence, Takef k'shenechtachem lefan of ezedrachem shal hefke hu misparis v'nasa sayin of arlo Torah v'lamuna. Not just that he's not going to be firm. He'll be a sayinah. He could be someone who hates Yiddishkeit. Who hates Torah, who hates someone who thinks he does. Of course he doesn't really. Who thinks he does. That's why, how else do you explain like the crazy things that these chavra are doing? It couldn't be that they really want to do that. It couldn't be that they really want to dress that way or act that way. It's, you know, they have to have that party Friday night. They wouldn't have the same geschmack if they were having the party with the drinking and the smoking and the girls on the Motzei Shabbos. It has to be Friday night. Why Friday night? The long nights of the week. Friday night. It has to be Friday night. That's the preferred time, Friday night. They want to get back at that which they think was killing them. They're taking revenge. They can't scream at the rebellion. They can't scream at their parents, although they might do that too. But they could. One thing they could do is they could be Machal Shabbos. They could break down all the boundaries. They could go against everything. And you could see the Rebbe standing there. Don't forget the Chazer. On Shabbos also, because a true masmid chazes on Shabbos. And the kid's saying, I'm right now smoking, I'm just smoking a joint Friday night with my girlfriend. He says, don't forget the chazes, the first places, it's important. Like an asylum we live in. V'hilch midechi el dechi. Gets lower and lower, worse and worse. Mehem Yotsu Mashi Yotsu Mibne Kritza Amenu. Rav Kook says, Mehem Yotsu Mashi Yotsu. He was living with this, Rav Kook. This was fast speed, moving fast speed at the turn of the century. At the beginning, before World War One, already Rav Kook saw this, and then afterwards it accelerated even more. Yotsu Mashi Yotsu Mibne Kritza Amenu. What came out from those. Peritze Amenu, the wild ones of our people. The wild ones. He knew. He reached out to all these chevra, the kibbutzniks, the writers, the artists, who all came from yeshivas, all came from homes. The peritze, nem yotsu mashi yotsu, ne peritze Amenu. Hamisnasim lahamid chazayin ulasamais einashel olam, who are trying to raise, establish a vision, who are trying to bring out some vision that they have, ulasamais, and to blind the eye of the world. He's alluding to very, very deep things. This pasuk of peritze amenu, the peritzim of Am Yisrael, as a pasuk is received, it's brought down on the bottom from Daniel Yiralef, where there it says, "Ve'itim ahem." Daniel is talking about what's it going to be before Mashiach comes, and he says, "Ve'itim ahem, Rabim Yamdu al Melech Haneg v'nei peritzei Amcha yinasu lahamid chazayin v'nechshalim." In those days, it's going to come. Daniel said that there will be going to be those who will stand up against these old deep in him, and I can talk about the Melech Hanegev. And ubnei peritze amcha yinasu, and the bnei peritze amcha, not the goyim, but the bnei peritze amcha, the wild ones of the Jewish people, yinasu, are going to raise themselves up, lahamid chazayin, to try to fulfill some vision that they have, v'nechshalu, and they're going to fail. Ultimately, it will fail. The damage that comes from within Klal Yisrael. By the B'nei Peritze Amcha. B'nei Peritze Amenu. Peritze means to break out. Mashiach has also been Peritze. But it's to break out of Tumah. To fight against Tumah. But b'nei peritze amenu. B'nei peritze amenu. Ubechiluk ha-mektzos ha-shonim b'sedra ha-limud. Defiat chunas ha-nafshis ha-shonis. You know, if Cook even talks here about someone who has a cheshek for things, he says not only in Torah. Obviously, this he writes about this in many places and how it has to be approached and dealt with. Rav Kook spoke about even when it comes to the Chochmas Ha'olam, even when a person engages in secular studies, to be careful that it should be lefi the tchunas hanefesh of that person. L'chil kamiktzos ha'shoinim besidri alimu lefi ha'tchunas hanafshias ha'shoinis yesh mishin tiyosu chazok l'chochmas mi'chodes. The tchunas hanefesh, the nature of a person, is more inclined to certain chachmas in the world, certain subjects. Shagam hutzarach l'alechlus lefiniti also apnimis. Even such a person has to follow his inner netiyah. V'yik be'itim l'tayrah. Do you see how dangerous this is? V'yik be'itim l'tayrah. So if Cook says that person whose tchunas hanefesh draw him very, very much to some chachma, he's not talking about anything that's forbidden, God forbid, but to something, some other profession, whatever it is, medicine or whatever. So if Cook says, then he should follow that also, but to make sure that he's kavei itim l'tayra, to always make sure to have time each day for learning. But he should not reject even that netiyah of the chachmas, to the chachmas ha'olam, if it's the fi tchunas nafshai. And he could be masliach there and help people and help Jews. And the main, of course, he has to always be kavei itim l'tayra. V'yik be'itim l'tayra. V'zeh v'zeh yale b'yadai. Then he'd be masliach in his profession, and he'll be matzliach in Torah. Ki yofet talmud Torah derech eretz. Because Torah is beautiful for this person, together with derech eretz, together with his profession. Ukvar nistapku atoises yeshonim b'shili yomim b'zeh. Of course, this is a very big discussion in halacha, which I'm not going to go into at all. Mashi ikiv tofel, how to divide his day, and how to divide the time, and how to prioritize, and so on. Rav Kook doesn't go into that now, there's not a halacha sefer. Ubechlal adov atolul lefiat chunav etev ha'nefesh ha'kol echad v'echlis ha'bechlal. The ikir is, it depends on each person and his own tchunas hanefesh. Each person and who he is and the nature of his soul. Even when it comes to secular things, even when it comes to something in the secular world. So if Cook says that could also be a simon that you have in the tia. If you're an elech yid, you have the Torah of derech eretz, and to be kaveh ifum l'tayrah, and to be mekadesh shem Hashem in that profession, but always, always connect to learning, you'll be matzliach in your learning, you'll be matzliach in your profession. Those people who rebel against the tchunas hanefesh, they're going to be like many of the chevra that we see that are dragged around Yerushalayim, B'nai Brak, and other neighborhoods, that the learning was not, that kind of learning was not lefi tchunas nafsham, but it was embarrassing. They never, ever dared to go after some other profession, and now they're sitting, well, either in SSL or they're filling up the planes coming here as mashalachim to collect money for their children's chasmas. That's the sad matzav that we're in, and this shtickle from the Aris HaTorah, that's why I said at the beginning, if it would be learned and chazed over and over by honest people, who weren't afraid of losing a job for their son-in-law in the yeshiva, or a menahel or a magid shir, and it could be honest about what this is and what our generation is suffering from and going through, there would be more learning. Not just to be happier, more well-adjusted people who have parnasa and are able to support other people to learn, but there would be more Torah because these people want to learn. They were never told. They were never given a chance to. They were never given a chance to learn something that was lefi the tchunas hanefesh. There would be tons of Torah learning, more Torah learning. We have to daven that we should be zayichim et Hashem to not just to learn these things, but to see. But Paul, as we get close to the Mashiach, we see more and more articles written and different people that are getting up and screaming and yelling about this Nakuda, because it's already happening. That people will see that it's just not working. It's not working. So it's just a matter of time. It should be soon.